Oh, boy.
Yesterday we said that Trump might have said something that would shock you. I think today this new release really falls into that category.
Oh, my God. Donald Trump has actually issued his first formal apology of the election just a few minutes ago. And it's in reference to a tape that has now emerged from 2005. He's talking to Billy Bush and to an actress, a daytime actress. Mm-hmm. And the tape is rolling. I'm not aware that he was aware the tape was rolling, but I think he had to assume because he had been on videotape. And we're going to play it for you in its entirety. We've had to bleep a lot of it because it's profane to say the least. But and I was just saying to our staff during the break, I have a potty mouth. When I am not here, I say things sometimes I shouldn't say. It's just not right. And yes, I have I've done some things in my life I probably shouldn't have done. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. I would have never said any of the things that he said. I know this for sure. Here is a statement from Donald J. Trump. This was locker room banter, a private conversation that took place many years ago. Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course, not even close. I apologize if anyone was offended. Isn't that interesting? He's dragging Bill Clinton on the golf course into this. I mean, how does that even apply?
Well, see, you know it's bad, and you know his campaign knows how bad it is for him to issue that preemptive apology.
Right. Well,
this is now going to be seen. I mean, if you haven't heard it already, everyone will hear this in the next 24 hours.
Everyone will hear it in the next 20 minutes. We're going to play it for you right now. But it's a guy just being a guy, but being a boorish kind of guy, trying to show off to his buddy Billy Bush. And Billy seems very entertained by it.
What is it about Billy Bush? He gets these celebs to talk. Wasn't he the one who got the Lochte admission on his iPhone?
Yeah, because he saddles up to him and he's like, hey, bro.
Hey, what's going on, you know?
Even Ryan Lochte couldn't get these words to come out of his mouth.
I don't think so. Oh.
All right, now we're going to have some of this stuff we can't play, obviously, on the radio, so you'll hear beeps. You just have to use your imagination. And the key to this is that these are words that when you think of the worst word that could be used, just insert it because that's the one that you're thinking of. Mm-hmm. We'll try to do some Rosetta Stone for you a little bit later on it. But all right, this is Donald Trump. Now, here's the only issue with this. And again, it is a long time. It's 2005. He said this. This really has nothing to do with his current political situation, other than it does have to do when Melania hears this. This becomes the issue now.
I don't know that she cares. I mean, she cares. I think they have an argument, but I don't think this is make it or break it. I think this happened just a couple months after they got married. So he had been, I guess.
They got married. Haven't they been married since? This is 2005. Were they married in the
90s? 11 years, I thought. So this would be
Donald Trump.
About that.
Maybe
yes, it did happen just a few months after they were married.
Okay, here we go. Here is now bad tape for me.
You know, and
she used to be very. She's still very beautiful.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and f*** her. She was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch.
Where it begins.
No, this is just the beginning.
But I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottest in the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man.
See, there's a woman walking in at this point who's a daytime TV star.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about her. And she's approaching.
Okay.
Now I've been in that conversation.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just trying to think of things that, you know, are sort of above and beyond the pale.
Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her. It is.
Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the... I could do anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disgusting, that demeaning. It's the word you think he uses.
There. Yeah. Grab them by the, and it's their genitalia. Mm-hmm. It's also a second word for a cat. All right, keep moving.
Look at those legs. All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Oof, get out of the way, honey. That's good legs. Go ahead.
It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford, Gerald Ford, remember?
Down below. Pull the hell.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Mr. Trump, how
nice
are you?
Nice seeing you. Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello,
how are
nice
you?
To see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready. Let's go. Make right. me a soap star.
How about absolutely. A little hug for the Donnelly? Just got off the bus.
Is it like a little
okay,
hug,
absolutely.
Oh,
Melania
a
said this
for the
was
Bushy.
Okay.
I just got off the bus.
Yuck. Just yuck. I guess maybe there'll be a lot of people who say this probably doesn't surprise them. Here's a man, you know, this is kind of who he is, right? Ladies' man, been sort of famous for that. People, I think his supporters don't really judge him on that part of it. But
no.
I think here, this is what they call in politics an October surprise. This is something that will most likely have an impact on
you
some
know the
voters.
Part that I don't get? He's using Tic Tacs. Who eats Tic Tacs? That's the only part I couldn't believe.
There's more.
I'm serious.
Oh, well, you've got a nice co-star here.
Good.
Yes, absolutely.
After you. Come on, Billy. Don't be shy.
As soon as a beautiful woman shows up, he takes
get over
off
here,
on
Billy.
This always happens.
I'm sorry. Come here.
All right, let the little guy in there. Come
yeah,
on.
Let the little guy in. How you feel now? Better? I should actually.
It's hard to walk next to a guy like
here,
this.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you get in the middle. There we go.
Good. That's better.
This is much better. This
right.
is.
That's better.
Now, if you had to choose, honestly, between one of us. Me or the Donald?
No, no, no. That's tough competition.
Right
yeah.
Seriously, you had to take one of us as a date.
You have to take a fifth on that one.
Really?
Yep. I'll take both.
Oh boy.
Is this? I mean, I don't know. Is this classic locker room talk? Is that what people are going to write it off as? Just like just guys being guys? I mean, I can hear that argument coming up. Even though to me, I hear that and I find it disgusting.
I think the question really. Now, listen, did you hear Bill Clinton doing this, as Donald Trump is pointing
you
out?
Sure. Yeah, and I think that's part of his defense. It's sort of like the apology and then the and. Oh, but
yeah,
Clinton
but Bill
and
Clinton
I...
isn't running for president.
Correct.
Absolutely.
That
and just let me ask you, Ralph,
most important
do
point.
You know guys who talk like that? I mean, is that kind of common?
Not exactly like that. Now,
yeah,
there's guys,
and other
guys
vulgar.
Are going to go, oh, come on, be honest about that. Yeah, no, I mean, there are guys, I mean, I've been in conversations where things like that are said, but not that level of braggadociousness. There are guys
and
told,
maybe vulgarity. I
oh,
mean,
the vulgarity for sure.
Really
vulgarity for sure. But not. But I got to tell you. I mean, I don't know. I travel in very dull circles. That's not true. But I don't. But you know, you don't hear guys. Here's the problem. Everybody knows that Donald Trump is a rich guy who is, you know, a confirmed bachelor type, right? Who's
a playboy.
He's
right?
a playboy.
He talks about his time at Studio 54, and that's part
right.
of his persona, who
right.
he is. Look at me. I'm a ladies magnet or whatever.
But and that's the thing. But guys who are confident and guys who are good at being playboys and guys who know, you know, that, you know, they understand that how people view them and are confident in how people view them, don't talk like that. And that, to me, is the biggest problem here. That, to me, he is at his very core, I think we don't need any more proof that at his very core, he's a very insecure guy who's, you know, his first reaction when he's slighted in the least is to not, he can't prioritize the slight. This is a very interesting observation that was made earlier this week by him. Mm-hmm. By a psychiatrist about one of the people who are like this, who have this, you know, this level of narcissism that he clearly has. I mean, he would even admit it. It's about they can't prioritize the threat. They can't
right.
sort out what's important and what's not when people are coming at him. And so he takes on everything as though it has equal weight, whether it's Rosie O'Donnell or Vladimir Putin or whatever it is. So everything has the exact same weight to him. So he... In a moment like this, you see a real view into, for me at least, it confirms for me what I already know about him, which is he's so insecure. I think that's dangerous. A guy who's that insecure will have a Nixonian response. Do I think he's going to blow something up? Maybe not. Do I think he's going to go to war on something? Potentially. But what's worse is he will have a political enemies list. I know he accuses that of Hillary of that. But he will have an enemies list, and he will want to exact revenge on people. And he can find just the right kind of Niedermeyers to put around him. Sneaky little guys who are in politics. I mean, Nixon was able to find them. He will be able to find them. And and that, to me, I mean, he's already done it. You've seen the kind of sneaky people he put around him.
Hillary Clinton has just responded on Facebook saying, "This is horrific. We cannot allow this man to become president." So
are you proud of me?
Not on that. But, you know, so there's the town hall meeting style debate coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, you think this will come
up? And of course it will. And he's already indicated in his response to this, he's going to bring up Bill Clinton. And
your husband said much worse to me, okay? And you know what Hillary should do then? She should jujitsu that. Hillary should go.
She'll be prepared for it.
Hillary should go, "Oh, yeah, I know. Whoop! You can only imagine.
You both are terrible."
I wouldn't have any of you be president.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
She should. Well, right now, Hillary Clinton is polling 55% among women. And so that's what they're going for. There's other women, 39%, who still say they want to vote for Trump.
There's a reason this dropped right now. You think this hasn't been in someone's pocket for a while?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, this is all part of the politics of it. But it was interesting to watch the ladies' reaction here as the tape played. There was a lot of wincing. And I'm just going to say, as a guy, watching that is very interesting. Because guys are like, I'm sure that men listening to that
probably have heard it before.
Well, yeah.
Yes, okay.
For sure. But not from a guy who, not from like a confident guy, not from somebody who's cool.
Maybe of that age group, too, because of, you know, he's not a 25-year-old or anything. That part of it. I think to me, when you guys said, "Oh, we've got this great audio," I was like, okay, come on. When you said everything already, how great can it be? But I got to say, you know, hearing him say those things and the way he did it, it made me wince. It did. It's disgusting.
I think I saw Violetta throw up in her mouth during the tic-tac part.
It was so disgusting. It made my stomach churn.
Not just the tic-tac part, but the idea that he goes up and kisses everybody and they let you do it.
Oh,
that's
the part that really is disgusting.
Because then they let you do it. When you're a star, they let you do it. Well, real stars don't say that. They don't have to say that.
Right. I mean, Billy Bush in the video is the one that says, "Well, which one out of us would you pick?" Because he's pretty sure that he's the cuter one and would be picked. I don't think Trump would have asked the same question because he's not sure of the woman's answer.
Guys will express a lot of wants in a lot of ways, but I've never heard anybody say the grabbing part that he went with.
I'm not either.
That was really bizarre.
I mean, and what guy would do that? I mean, you know, I mean, whether he has done it or not, I mean, what he's basically saying there is he's grabbing a woman in the crotch just for coming up next to him because he can, because he's a star and he can get away with it. That is what he is telling Billy Bush he does. Now, whether he does that or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would imagine if he did that regularly, we'd be hearing from a lot of those people. But he's just a very insecure, braggart bully. That's true. Now, whether you think that guy, whether his message resonates with you or not, the real decision people have to make in November is when they get in the voting booth, if that message resonates, do they trust that this guy with this particular personality type can actually execute on his message, or will it just be a mess upon a mess and then his message will get lost and then rebuked completely because the messenger himself is so completely flawed? I mean, that's a big issue.
It is. I just wonder if his supporters will really care about this. It's maybe something that they expect to come from him because he is this, you know.
And that's the disgusting part, is there's probably the guys out there, some supporters that are like, "Yeah, he's the man. High five."
Use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her.
Yeah, I don't know. I know for sure he's going to bring up Bill Clinton now because he's got, you know, he absolutely will. So if there's an opening, it's going to happen. And so then it's going to just get really dirty. And he probably is going to bring up what the campaign has been bringing up, but that Hillary Clinton was standing by her man during all of that and helping to sort of destroy the characters of these women who came forward and had real complaints and concerns about Bill Clinton. So the whole, I'm not sure which way this goes. I mean, I think when you hear this, it's pretty troubling and disgusting. But I just wonder if this creates another opportunity for Donald Trump on Sunday to bring up reminders of all that other stuff.
No question. There's no question. But I, yes, you're right. And it may, but I don't think this helps him. I don't think this puts him over the top.
No, it doesn't help him. But I just, you know, it, what Hillary did then either is something that when it comes top of mind and you see her actual words and the tapes of her, the way she acted during that time, it's very different than the person she's trying to be now.
Right. But I think a scorned wife is a more, and I'm not, and listen, I can't, I sound like I'm defending Hillary Clinton, which I've never done in my professional career or personal career for that matter. But I think a scorned wife is an easier thing for people to relate to than like a braggart like this. Because even guys, I mean, when guys are saying things like that, the only reason that Billy Bush is laughing along with him is he's thinking, oh, I'll get a ride on the jet. I want to suck up to him because then, I'll, you know, the low-hanging fruit that falls off of the Trump tree, I might be able to get, and I'll ride on the jet and play golf at Mar-a-Lago and all
that stuff. I agree. The woman who is, you know, being going through something like that is difficult to see, and you would have empathy for that person, or, you know, you look at them in a way, a different way. But I mean, Huma Abedin is a perfect example. She didn't then go out to try to destroy the women who were accusing her husband, or there's proof of it out there. But in Hillary Clinton's case, she did take those steps. I mean, she did. And so at the end of the day, it's sort of like, I find these, again, I find these comments absolutely disgusting. But I just wonder what this does for us as a country when this is going to be coming up on Sunday in that light.
It makes us Italy, is what it does for us. So it makes us a small European country that would elect a populist. Right. A rich guy populist. And that's kind of what we've turned ourselves into, as opposed to, you know, and nothing wrong with Italy, a beautiful culture, you know, great country. But it doesn't run the world. It doesn't rule the world. It hasn't really in 2000 years. And then they made a few mistakes along the way. All right. Do you mind if we take a Violetta with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots?